everybody. Welcome to the Ennismore and Selwyn podcast, a podcast dedicated on the happenings of Ennismore and the township of Selwyn, and maybe a little bit of Peterborough. Guys, I'd like to welcome you to our very local podcast. My name is Brad Sinclair. I am your host, and enjoy the show. Well, we have what we call a snake in the grass in Ennismore. I call it a snake in the grass because I think that we have a real safe environment here in Ennismore in our community. We have a lot of families, but there is a danger. And the danger was identified on Facebook by parents that found out from their children that there has been a guy that has been hanging around a lot, like around Youngstown, in a white or silver car. And he has been following children, taking pictures, and driving to their driveway. Now, anytime anybody, adults, get any close, boom, he hits the gas and he's out of there as fast as he possibly can. So it's no identification has been found yet. Now, this guy is supposed to be right around his late 20s, early 30s, tattoos on his arm with some facial hair. The kids identified that he had a red and white cap on. So again, if you see any white or silver vehicles in the neighborhoods, stop and find out, or just phone the OPP, probably be better, and let them check it out and see what the story is. Because again, if we have a snake in the grass, we need to take care of this issue ASAP. Now, it was also been, as I mentioned, that he was been seen in Youngstown, but there's also other reports of Earl Avenue as well. So keep your eye out there. Another subject that we've talked quite a bit about lately is Doug Ford and his provincial government cuts and cuts to services. And it's one of those things, as a taxpayer, I feel that I can't pay more taxes, but I don't want to lose any of the services. So where does things have to go? I think that, in my mind, that the government needs to, and maybe they have already done this, is sit down and figure what is the low return for high dollars. And those are the things that really need to be looked at. I don't believe that cuts to the corrections. I don't believe that cuts to paramedics, health services should go. But I really, truly believe that cuts do need to happen and responsible spending come back in place. So what I would recommend to Mr. Ford at this point in time is he, just like what I've been preaching about the municipalities, needs to communicate more. He needs to tell us what the exact plan is, because rumors and whatsoever are starting to go rampant and people are nervous, and that's when things don't go very well. So again, Mr. Ford, what I've been calling on the county and on the township levels, you need to do the same. More communications. Don't let the news media talk for you. Don't let their spin come on it. Get out in front of this and speak to the people. High water in the areas. Holy geez, the water's been high. But it's been raining like a bugger for the last 48 hours. I have a cottage on Eels Creek, and that creek, I think, raised about 6 to 8 feet in approximately 24 hours. And that's pretty scary. It came up really, really quick, and there's a lot of water, and it's as high as I've ever seen. And I went over and chatted to a lot of the neighbors, and as far as what they've ever seen, it's as high as highest point that in recent memory anyways. So be careful, keep the kids away. Banks are dangerously loose and unstable, and the water is just whipping, so please be careful. Toronto Maple Leafs, this is recorded right 3 hours before the game 6 between Toronto and Boston. I am hoping, as a Toronto Maple Leaf fan, that they're able to cap this off. I guess we'll find out. Well, when you're listening to this podcast, you probably already know. So go Leafs go, and here's hoping, and we'll be playing Columbus before we know it. Tiger Woods. Last weekend, Tiger Woods won the Masters. Here is a story of complete high, complete low, and then complete high. It just shows you that, you know, even if you fall, you're not done. Get back up, dust yourself off. It might take you a while, but you'll be fine. Keep working, you'll be fine. Things will come to you if you hustle. One other thing I talked a lot about, again, get back into politics, and Marian Mossif. Marian is our representative here in Peterborough. She is our MP. Marian is a very busy lady fighting to save the world. She works on women's issues throughout the country. She has a couple of portfolios. But here's the problem, and this is why I would never want the Prime Minister to be my MP. What have they done for our area? What has she done for Peterborough? I know that when she talks about her record, she talks about what the government has done for the area as a whole, but every government does something for an area. I'm asking the straight question is, what has Marian done for Peterborough? What has she gone above and beyond and brought to Peterborough? What value has she brought to us? Has she brought in business? Has she brought in infrastructure? Not infrastructure money that's given to everybody. Infrastructure for Peterborough, because she is our MP. What has she done for us lately? Or what has she done for us in the last 4 years? And I'm just looking for an answer. I'm not saying that she hasn't, but I've looked around. I can't see anything, but she's certainly not getting back to me when I've asked her this question on a tweet, which she must see. She's not looking at it or responding at all. Guys, I have some amazing listings that I want you just to keep in mind. I have a skyline listing listed at 4749. I have a beautiful house in Peterborough, immaculate on Clancy Crescent. That one is listed for $574.9. I have a beautiful farm on Hold Road listed at $799.9. And you need to come out and take a look at some of these properties, or give me a call. Let me know. And don't forget about 20 Lawrence, which is a waterfront property on Chemung Lake, listed at $409,000. Guys, you can't get on Chemung for $409,000. So check that one out. Corcoran Boxing and the Optimist Club has joined together for another session for kids. Kids getting together and learning boxing, trained by Jay Corcoran. Can I tell you, my son is part of this group. He went through the first session and had a wonderful time. Jay is a very polarizing fellow. He has accomplished a lot. The kids respect him right away, and they listen. And you can't understand, sitting there as a parent watching 20 kids all of a sudden pile into a class and be fully attentive. There was nobody that's kind of wandering. Jay has that much of a power over them, and good for Jay, and good for this program. So just to let you know, there is a second program. Go to the Ennismore Optimist Club website for more details, or just Google Corcoran Boxing and more details be there. Get your kids involved. This is well worth it. Trust me. Peterborough County videos. The Peterborough County now releasing videos, updating us on major projects, what's going on in the county, what's important. And this is something I've been pushing for a very, very long time, and they're doing a heck of a job doing it. I think it's wonderful work, wonderful work. But for them to continue to do it, guys, we need to pay attention. We need to be watching these videos, and we need to be taking note. And it's good for us to know what's going on. So when you see those on your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, please click. They're usually about 2 minutes long. Take 2 minutes long and educate yourself on what's going on. My last subject, and then I'll let you go. James A. Gifford Causeway, one of my favorites, right? So the James A. Gifford Causeway, it looks like we're all on the go. We're going to see the first year, starting in October, the first stage is having the rock base put down. Right now what they're working on is a fish study between the Oceans and Fisheries, M&R, the Curve Lake, and which is great for us. I think that having a fish study done to know what the repercussions are or the benefits are of doing the causeway construction is amazing. You gotta keep in mind, the causeway has created an amazing bed structure or spawning structure for walleye. So with expanding this causeway, I'm really hoping that we're also expanding walleye spawning beds and making the fishing that much better. I really like to see our walleye populations come back because, again, good for everybody. Guys, that's all I got for you today. Thanks for listening, and keep listening for anything further. I do appreciate you tuning in.
And that's all we have for you today, folks. Thank you so very much. My name is Brad Sinclair here, your local realtor. And of course, I'm always looking to earn your real estate business by bringing you local knowledge, representation, and service. And guys, thank you very much for listening, and have a great day.